geckos, missionary lizards on your ceiling.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, geckos are those amazing lizards that can even walk on the ceiling. But why do you call them missionary lizards?
Mark, I call them that because they are a living testimony to the God of creation. We have a rather high ceiling in part of our home. And to change light bulbs, we have to use a long rod with a suction cup to grasp hold of the bulb. Now, to release the suction cup, there's a piece of string tied to it to pull up the suction cup. Now, it's ingenious, isn't it? But this man-made invention is nothing compared to how God created the gecko. When scientists examined the toes of the gecko under a microscope, they discovered thousands of tiny fibers arranged like bristles of a toothbrush. And when these bristles were magnified 35,000 times, the fibers were found to number into the millions, and each one had a suction cup. They measure a mere 8 millionths of an inch in diameter. Incredible! As well as this, the gecko's toes are curled upwards, making it easy for the gecko to release the suction cups as it walks. Just by considering the feet of the gecko, you can't avoid the obvious answers in Genesis. In the beginning, God created.
Does the book of Genesis help solve the mystery surrounding dinosaurs? Ken Ham says yes and presents his findings in a free booklet. It's available on our attractive website, answersradio.com.